Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
They say plants like music.
Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Hello everyone, Kevin Dunn, the Get Fit Guy here, and the big chat this week is going to be about vaping. Before we start, I want to state I have never smoked a cigarette and I have never smoked a vape, or vaped a vape. So I cannot really have a subjective opinion on this, I can only dispassionately report the facts as they stand at this moment. As time moves forwards, no doubt we'll have more information about vaping, since it's still a relatively recent trend. Therefore, the information I'm sharing here may change in future. I don't know how it is where you are, but over here in the UK, it seems that there's an epidemic of vaping. Crowds of people huddled around entranceways to shops and buildings, all puffing away on candy or fruit-flavored e-cigarettes. Just like with smokers, I hold my breath as I pass them because, well, passive smoking's bad, so passive vaping must be bad, right? Well, this is what we would call an inductive argument. Kind of like when people take a study that was done on a tadpole in outer space and say that the same things will happen to humans here on Earth. Inductive arguments are illogical. So should I be holding my breath when I pass vapors? And what's the deal anyway with this argument that vaping is less bad than smoking, so it can't really be attacked? Surely if something's bad, it's just bad, and being less bad is a weak position. So, in case you've been blissfully unaware, you know, what is vaping? And it's marketed really as a way to stop smoking, or at least to swap a more expensive, more harmful habit for a cheaper, less harmful one. E-cigarettes or vapes heat up a liquid inside into a vapor, which users then breathe in. Most of the time, certainly for those people trying to give up smoking, they contain nicotine, which is the main addictive chemical in traditional cigarettes. What makes these traditional cigarettes so harmful for users and passive inhalers is tobacco, which has been positively linked to cancer. As I said earlier, the biggest selling point for vapes is that they're marketed as a way to either stop smoking or reduce the harm from smoking. Tobacco smoking is the biggest cause of cancer in the world. In the last decade in the UK alone, vaping has increased from about 800,000 users to close to 5 million. Currently, according to the Office for National Statistics, the cigarette smoking levels in the UK are at their lowest for 13 years. So I guess the question is, with all these people giving up smoking for vaping, are vapes actually less harmful than cigarettes? Well, as much as it loathes me to say it, yeah, they are. They don't contain tobacco and also don't contain any of the over 5,000 chemicals that tobacco smoke is made up from. Now, let's break down the risks and the study results as they stand in March 2024. This information comes from a 2018 review by Public Health England, who noted on the cancer risks that people who switched from smoking to vaping were exposed to less toxicants and carcinogens than in smoking. The same review stated that biomarkers of exposure studies in the review provide conclusive evidence that vaping generally leads to lower exposure to many of the carcinogens responsible for the health risks of smoking. Although there are currently no studies that assess how vaping affects people that have previously had or currently do have a cancer condition. The same study, when it comes to respiratory diseases, found conclusive evidence that under typical use conditions, exposure to most potent respiratory toxicants from vaping is significantly lower when compared to smoking tobacco. However, the study did note that there was insufficient evidence on the biomarkers to show that there could be potential for respiratory disease only from vaping. Similar findings were reported for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. However, the conclusions from the UK government were that the different designs, diagnoses, and measurements in these studies prevented them from making any conclusions. So it would seem that the current evidence points to vaping being less harmful to current smokers than tobacco smoking. But what about the health dangers to people who have never smoked but are deciding to vape? And is that even a thing? Like, why would someone who has never smoked in their life take up a habit that's generally being aimed at weaning people off smoking? Do you get people that have never taken heroin deciding to take methadone? Well, apparently it is a thing. Here in the UK, the number of vapers who have never smoked a cigarette is close to 400,000. And the question is, although vaping is used as a way to get off tobacco smoke, could that situation be reversed? Could it be that non-smokers use vaping as a gateway to tobacco smoking? Well, a 2017 study established that, yes, indeed, young people who vape are more likely to move to tobacco smoking than young people who have never vaped. Vaping also causes nicotine addiction, and a 2018 study conducted in the US showed that 4% of under 18s who have vaped but never smoked were demonstrating signs of nicotine dependency. The main concern here is that in most young people, the brain does not stop developing until around the age of 25. Using nicotine in adolescence has been demonstrated to affect the areas of the brain responsible for attention, learning, mood, and impulse control. And it also affects memory and skill development by interfering with the way that synapses or connections are built between neurons in the brain.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
So, it seems the question that I posed is rather nuanced and a lot more complicated than purely asking if vaping is better than tobacco smoking. There's more to it than that. And with the number one reason given by adolescents for taking up vaping as someone I know vapes, and that close to 5% of the number of vape users in the UK have never smoked a cigarette, I think this really needs investigated further. If there are health risks to using vapes, then perhaps the sale should be restricted to medical use only as a way to reduce the toxic load in tobacco smokers, but at the same time protect non-smokers from developing a habit that could be harmful and is certainly not easy on the bank balance. Now, it's been a minute, so let's do a listener email. Hi, Kevin. I have recently started listening again to this podcast. I enjoy your approach, especially as a former teacher. I always liked being able to thread the needle of teaching my students how to think critically about topics while also giving them the necessary information to make informed judgments. You do this so well. Thank you. With that in mind, I wonder if you might be able to help me find out how to better search the internet when I'm experiencing fitness-related injuries. I've had almost as little success with physical therapists as I have with Googling symptoms on my own. My most recent problem has been pain in my shoulder as I lift. I noticed it doing a machine-assisted shoulder press. Stupidly, I felt it and ignored it. The next time in the gym, I went a little lighter and just pushed through the pain. I know better, but that's what I did. Yes, a slap on the wrists for you. Now, I'm left wondering what I've done, how long to repair and recuperate, and most importantly, what muscles I've damaged or impacted and how to move forward. I feel clueless as how best to research this on my own, but I also feel pretty sure if I go about it on my own the right way, I can figure it out. Okay, interesting theory. I would think this can be of help to a whole lot of us. Thank you in advance. Thanks for the great work you're doing in this podcast. Jane in Albuquerque. All right, hi, Jane. New Mexico, I have never been there. However, when my car was stolen from outside a hotel in Phoenix, it was recovered from a ditch in Albuquerque. So although I've never been there, my car was. Now, thank you for the email. I'm glad to hear that you enjoy the podcast. Thank you for being a listener. Sorry to hear that you've had no success with injuries and physical therapists. I don't have much love for physical therapy myself due to the same experiences. I'm also very sure that there are physical therapists listening to this who are currently grinding their teeth. If that is the case and you disagree with me and what I say next, feel free to send me an email. Generally speaking, I've found that there are many things with which a physiotherapist can help you. It is possible for them to use different diagnostic criteria such as visual assessment, movement assessment, manual palpation on the affected area. However, there are also some conditions, such as maybe tendinopathy, which cannot be conclusively diagnosed in the absence of imaging. CT scan, ultrasound, MRI, these could be ways in which to detect injuries to soft tissues, and without those definite diagnostic tools, tends to be that anything else is best guess. There's also a broad spectrum of abilities across the physio marketplace. Some are utterly wonderful. I have had a great physio in the past when I was living in Hong Kong, but others I've been to see were very poor and seemed almost like they were deliberately drawing the process out. I mean, I guess if you make your income from people being injured, maybe fixing them real quick is a conflict to your self-interest. Now, whilst the vast majority are honest and do want to fix you real quick, there are bad eggs in every profession. Now, in terms of how best to sort through information about potential injuries, don't do it. Firstly, as you've experienced, most websites that you'll go to visit that talk about injuries are blogs which are run by the physical therapist that you're trying to avoid, doing it to just really drive business towards their website and so on. And if it isn't that, then it's the opposite end of the spectrum where you're confronted with medical studies that are probably behind a paywall, so you don't have access to them anyway. And if you do have access to them, they're written in a language that most of the general population can't understand anyway. And if you do come up with a diagnosis, well, what then? What if you diagnose yourself with a torn rotator cuff or a torn labrum? You're still going to need someone for imaging on that and a possible surgical intervention anyway. So just skip out the self-diagnosis step. And if you do go to a physio, give them maybe 4 to 6 weeks. If the issue isn't improving, scratch that and go and see a doctor who specializes in injuries to that body part. I myself, about a decade ago, spent months and months and thousands of dollars on physios who gave me injections and lasers and freezing bits. And, you know, eventually none of it was working and I went to see a specialist. I had a scan that day, I had surgery a week later, problem solved. As always, thank you for listening. Send any fun emails or hate to me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thank you to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips. Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Davina Tomlin, Brennan Getches, and me, Kevin Dunn. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in the podcast app.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.